Yo, Roscoe.
How about it?
How about it?
How about what?
Hold on, we got to get his music on. We got to turn up the monitor so Il Bridge can hear you. You there, but Roscoe? It's vibe time.
Yeah,
vibe time is upon us.
What it is? You're playing with the Jays tomorrow over at Woody Allen's club in the Village, huh?
Over at Woody's in the Village. I'm actually sitting right here with Big Jer right now.
Oh,
me and Big Jer, we're in the kitchen. We got the remote phone. We're drinking a little cheap Spanish wine here.
Rig Rock Pig. The Gerola.
The Gerola.
Show us your knife, Jerry.
Here, say hello to the folks.
Good afternoon, folks.
The Gerola.
How's it going, Mr. Hound?
Oh, it's going great. How are you?
Oh, very good.
How's your new record tearing up the charts there?
Oh, it's ripping up those college radio charts.
Yeah, I like that Motor City on Wheels side. That's what we went with.
It's our hit.
Jerry, that snow seal you promised, it seems to have gotten lost in the mail.
The huh what?
Never mind. What'd you do with your buddy last night, man? Where'd that guy get off to?
I ditched him with Rosen.
No, you ditched him with Andy is what you did.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about your charming pal. Thanks, Jer.
200 pounds of fun alone in my bar at 4 in the morning. Thanks, Jer.
They're ripping up my work,
buddy. Cody Joy, that's it.
So are you ready to play at Woody Allen's of the Rolling Stones Club in the Village? Yeah?
In the Village.
Yeah?
The club.
What time do you think you're going on?
They tell us we'll hit about 10.
10? Ooh, the early... The
breakfast set.
Married with Children, then the Jays?
They're into that early thing for the business dudes.
Yeah.
What do you got? A lot of guys go down there all gacked up, ready to do some business.
They told us that we could have an unlimited industry list.
Uh-huh.
So call us up, friends.
So anybody affiliated with, like, Dow or...
Yeah, people that sell...
And guys who show up in drag get in free, right?
That's the business.
Because it is the club, old Club 82.
And you can go around afterwards to Binny Bond's and get a nice snack.
What do you got, Jer, on the extension phone
there?
Yeah,
I figure, you know, I'm supposed to do the vibe report, and I hand it off to Jer to say hello, and, you know, I knew that you guys just...
Because you sound fine, but he sounds pretty distorted. It must be that bellow.
It must be that cheap Italian wine.
No, it's Spanish wine from España.
It's a cheap music industry conference call.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Jer.
So what's today's vibe? I forgot.
Jer brought over a copy of Rock Pool, so we're checking out the latest
idiocy.
Yeah.
Where you at?
What? On the Rock Pool?
Whoa. Yeah.
Top of the charts.
Yeah? Where are you getting played? Like Ohio and stuff?
Oh, we're just writing the blue days on every page.
Oh.
Crossword puzzle.
We're carving the Diesel Only logo on every phone booth.
Are you doing the college music word search in the back? Is that what it is? Camper van...
Sumblehoven?
Camper van Killdozer.
Camper van Bach. I forgot. What was the vibe again?
Where are we? I was going to get into this thing, you know. I was wondering what you wanted to talk about, if, you know, it was... We had a good idea over here earlier, right?
I know, but I forgot it.
Well, I was going to complain about that guy, the country curmudgeon.
The country curmudgeon, the guy who followed you guys on the KCR country, the guy is like a Boston, very serious singer-songwriter country curmudgeon who, like, moved to New York to, like, experience the Deep South and get his country roots together.
Yeah, he went south from Boston all the way down to New York.
Yeah, I love that country weekend on KCR because it sounded like all those guys were being forced to play this country's great heritage of music at gunpoint, you know? Well, the one guy that, like, just put on a side of Gene Vincent's greatest hits and then just talked about how, like, he first heard about Gene Vincent from a Fall interview.
I missed that.
Yeah, that was a high point.
I did hear
The Fall.
Miriam.
She's only been in bad bands ever since.
That was great.
Just lucky, I guess.
They had, what else was going on up there? Well, the country curmudgeon, man, those three guys had some old wood. They were not smiling, and they all had Martins that were as old as they are, and they all got, you know, like a little bit of gray in them, so.
Should have brought Kenny Hrotzik up with the pen.
That girl Trashy, she was great. You know,
that was
you want to get some, you know, I figured we were going up there to play on a radio broadcast, and I didn't know what was going on, and so it's all these guys and, like, geeky college guys and funky-looking musicians that know they're not going to a gig, and they're the one female in the whole situation is wearing a tight dress and high heels and swigging on a whole bottle of Jack Daniels. This is a winning proposition.
Trashy Van Halen, was that her name?
What?
Never mind.
Trashy.
Trashy.
Trashy?
Alisa.
Alisa. That's the Jer- Big Jer knows.
Alisa and the Bourbon Boys.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
They're good, too.
You know it.
They were nice. They weren't like the country curmudgeon.
They were thirsty.
They were ready to have some fun, yeah.
Well, now that our listeners have all run to the dictionary to figure out what the word curmudgeon means.
Curmudgeon.
Look up trashy while you're there.
She's in the book.
She's in the book.
I got the Webster's open. There's a big picture of her with the JD.
Yeah.
Well, she's not swigging from it in this.
Oh, well.
That's because Jared's got it.
Yeah, he came home with the bottle.
Oh, right. And Carrie put us up afterwards. Got to give
her. Oh, right, right.
That mean lasagna, hey?
Was that a vegetarian lasagna?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
It was good. Even though it had no meat, it was good.
I got one for you, Jared. Comforts of Home Cram Cabs. About these amazing new since they stopped regulating how long a truck cab should be, some of these guys have some amazing customized things
that are like better than your average East Village apartment.
Yeah, Steve Blunt here has the Bird, a 70-foot long customized Kenworth Aerodyne, which he spent $70,000 on.
Bird's the word.
Yeah, I'll have to show it to you sometime.
Hold it up close to the mic.
Driving these days,
Mad Dog gave it up and went into the printing business. Can't legally make money as a truck driver anymore.
What business did the dog go into?
Printing business.
Train?
Printing.
He racked up too many cabs. Nobody would give him any insurance to drive.
And with
the
all those
anymore.
Puppies to feed.
Yeah, and down there in Pennsylvania. But I just sent him down there. I got one of those new 20s out of the bank machine and said, print one of these. Well, actually, print a whole bunch.
You can do that on a Canon color copier.
Is it a felony to joke about that on the radio?
No.
Not what? Yet.
What?
What?
Wah. Wah.
Counterfeiting ring.
Wah. Huh? All right, what's going on here?
What's the vibe? Spell it out.
They're breaking up. Are they still there?
Who?
No, Joe Besser's there, I guess.
When you and Jared talk at once, you break each other up.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's like two guys playing in one amp.
Right.
Well, listen, Andy. Apologies for Captain Lou.
Oh, he was fine. He was a wonder of a human being.
I know. He's a warm-hearted fellow.
Well, he was beating everybody up on police force. He's the worst
really
in a pinball.
He is the greatest pinball player on the planet.
So, do you got a radio show going, too?
We might as well get back to it.
No, we're just going to turn off the transmitter and talk to you guys on the phone.
Now that we're 10 minutes and 22 seconds into this thing.
Uh-huh. Well, I haven't had a swig of wine since I moved over to the speakerphone.
Right, and I haven't had a cigarette since we started this either.
Well, let's try and keep our priorities straight and hang up the phones now, I guess.
Right.
10-4.
Over now,
Jerry.
Thank
you, Roscoe. Thank you, Jerry. You can go see those guys over at Woody's. Remember, fellas, if you go and drag, you get in free.
Get it, dude.
Yeah.
Not Woody's
guys
in the mall. Not Woody's on the beach.
Sig howdy.
Jack up and go, folks.
All right, so we got the...
Where's that sound?
The sound. The thing doesn't make the good sound anymore.
Oh, yeah. Another one of these improvements.
Yeah.